Genesis 23. Now Sarah lived 127 years. These were the years of Sarah's life. Sarah died in Kiriat Arba, that is, Hebron, in the land of Canaan. Abraham went to mourn Sarah and to weep for her. Then Abraham got up from beside his dead wife and spoke to the sons of Heth, saying, I am a stranger and a foreigner among you. Sell me a piece of land for a burial site among you, that I may bury my dead out of my sight. And the Hittites answered Abraham, saying, Hear us, my lord. You are a mighty prince among us. You may bury your dead in the choicest of our tombs. None of us will withhold from you his tomb for burying your dead. Then Abraham got up and bowed down before the people of the land, the Hittites. And he said to them, If you should agree, I will bury my dead out of my sight, then hear me, and intercede with Ephron the son of Zohar for me, that he may sell me the cave of Machpelah that he has. It is at the end of his field. I will pay him full price to acquire it for me, in your presence, for a burial site. Now Ephron was sitting among the sons of Heth, and Ephron the Hittite answered Abraham in the hearing of the Hittites, who had come to the town gate, saying, No, my lord, hear me out. I give you the field and the cave in it. In the presence of the children of my people, I give it to you. Bury your dead. But Abraham bowed down before the people of the land. Then he spoke to Ephron in the hearing of the people of the land, But if you will, please hear me out. I will give the price of the field. Accept it from me, so that I may bury my dead there. Ephron answered Abraham, My lord, listen to me. The piece of land is worth 400 shekels of silver, but what is that between me and you? Bury your dead. So Abraham agreed to pay Ephron. Abraham weighed out for Ephron the silver which he had stipulated in the hearing of the Hittites, 400 shekels of silver, according to the current weights among the merchants. So the field of Ephron in Machpelah, that is east of Mamre, the field and the cave in it, and all the trees that were in the field, and all around its border, was secured for Abraham for a possession in the presence of the Hittites, before all who entered the gate of his town. After this, Abraham buried Sarah, his wife, in the cave of the field of Machpelah, near Mamre, that is Hebron, in the land of Canaan. So the field and the cave in it were secured by Abraham as property for a burial site from the Hittites.